The land conflict started from the other community called Bonge. After the war, you know, people fled away. Sometimes they were the first that came back. They started brushing the road from the boundary, entering the community of Bonota.
The county political man, you check on it, Moya is a boundary between Bonota and Bonge.
Now people were still under the people.
On the banks of the Moya River in Bon County, lies Bonge, a town situated in Mankwede Clown, in the Warapolu chieftain. Villagers here say the town was once ruled by its powerful neighbor, Bonota. The legacy of that time remains.
Our people began slave under the people over there, way back. And all the reason we are saying there, because anything they want to do, they can do it to us.
Afresumo is the town chief of Bonge. Since 2012, the two towns have been engulfed in a land dispute, with each party claiming to be legitimate owner of an area of land known as Bonota. Chief Sumo says the people of Bonye have occupied this land for generations, and it is theirs.
Mato load will come for people here. Nobody will take load for water because the people said they are land people.
Was slave to
we were slave those days. Our people were slave under the people. Because anything, when local for Sanaye, they are here to get but put up from to go and take that load because everybody Bonye, they were similar. When we own the plan now, they say, but why Bonye mo own that kind of portion of land?
But the people of Bonota see it differently. Moses Kato is an elder of Bonota. In a phone interview, he says the two towns have always been neighbors, with Bonota being the headquarters of the clan. He denies the people of Bonye were treated as slaves.
No, no. The government of Liberia, the Fulian, no, don't do no car road. We should pay the road for it. All the way to the
dispute is a legacy of Liberia's founding history that is playing out across the country. The American settlers allowed a dual land title system to flourish. In areas where settlers lived, they had a Title deed system. In indigenous areas, land was not bought, but was inherited customarily. Settlers frequently supported a chieftain that dominated other local groups. The internal land dispute between these neighboring towns is a classic example of the waves of increasing land dispute across the country. Something that observers say may impede the full implementation of the land rights of Liberia, which seeks to give back ownership of the land to local communities. Many observers worried it will also lead to violence. Reverend Anthony Mauba Parents were the founding members of Bonge. He now tells me more about how the land was given to them.
The land was not paid for by cash. It was not like that. It's not a deeded land. It's a traditional way of earning land. What they do, according to our people, if this town brush the road from here, they have a boundary. And that other town will brush and come to the boundary.
Okay.
So when you stop there, wherever you brush, you have control over that. There your people, the people from your town will go and make their farm.
The disputed land has rich soil and several bodies of waters, news for farming and fishing, two important activities that serve as major sources of sustenance for residents of both towns. The people of Bonge claim the Moya River as the boundary between them and Bonye. But since the dispute erupted in 2012, the superintendent of Bon County has shut down all activities on the land, pending the outcome of an investigation. Nearly a decade later, residents of both towns are complaining that life for them has become very unbearable.
That family are living by to support my children to go to school. But since they land flower, we are not making farm again.
Why?
Because government post stop to A.
Mama Salif is a widow and resident of Bonota. She has struggled to care for 7 children since activities on the land were halted.
The other community could not come to the place where we're making fun and we can't go to the other side. So that one affecting we the women then here.
They hollow.
Because we are not making fun, we not get support.
What did your fun is to really do for you?
Fun can do so many things for me here. because we make fun, we send our children to school, that our fun do everything for us.
58-year-old Goma Saki, a mother of 10 children of Bungi, through an interpreter, says she is also frustrated.
I feel so bad because this place we are talking about there, my parents were working. They have been farming there all throughout before I was born. And then, why last year when I started doing my work, this man called Francis Dagger came and said that his land business. After how Ono brushed the farm, he stopped me. I feel so bad about it because that's the only place I live on. That's I live on farming, and that's the only place I can make my farm. And then they told us this year because of the hot on this land that we should not make farm there. So right now, I have no place to farm.
For 27-year-old Emmanuel Tupa, a motorcycle rider, the dispute has shattered his dream of owning a house.
I started construction during January on lay the foundation, and I paid a maintenance of $40,000 to build my house. While building the house, I saw a group of men, group that said from Gunosa and Kim, is that if I continue the building, they're going to damage it down.
When the superintendent stopped all activities in the area, Tokpa's house was left without a roof and open to the rain. The house is breaking down.
So it came in some kind of way. I don't know what to do. And the money I spent now, I don't know. Now, the thing I get to see, I want for the government to come in to bring peace. But I can't go and spend a lot of money and allow my effort going thing.
But any the poor protest on the land, and why you go there?
Now the horse are building it before the protest can come. Oh. Now the structure has not been completed yet. So and the people stop
to
it.
How did it make you?
But now I'm appealing to the government to come in, mm-hmm. so that the whole problem can be settled. Now if the government not coming, it will bring a lot of trouble to us. It will make human beings to lose their life because land issue is not an easy thing.
Madam Carmen Weaver is the general town chief for both Bungi and Bonota. Through a better interpreter, she says, if the dispute is not settled soon, the good relationship between the two towns will be broken down beyond repair.
Hey, kwadia ne kuka tono la hata hokulwa daga nua haba daba pebe daga nua haba debre darina program kere kwaga gema ke nwe menge apano na yi ageno kuka kuonga.
Mana the land issue, the community of Bonota and the community of Bonye. If any problem come to Bonota, the citizens from Bonye, the women, the young people, the elder, they all will come here. If that somebody died, the same time with the Guria. Likewise, the same people, the same thing with Bonota people. If somebody died there, the citizens from here can go there, spend the time with them, eat together, do everything. It's also same time with them. But because the small land issue being now, that Jawa brought this noise between us.
As tensions reach breaking point, the people charged with settling these disputes do not appear to feel the same sense of urgency as the people here. Bon County Superintendent Madam Esther Walker told reporters that she cannot remember a land dispute in that area of Bon County, because she is so overwhelmed with many land dispute cases. Walker's deputy, Anthony Sharif, is aware of the dispute, and he says he is trying to speed a resolution.
Here is, these people want to kill one another for land matter. Okay. That's my fear, and me, I don't want to be into it.
Sharif says the dispute is out of the county's hands, because the Minister of Internal Affairs sent a note saying all land matters should go to the land commission and not a local government.
I can't go sit in there publicly and say, this side you wrong, this side you right. No, I will not be able. These people will kill one another. So I will call the land commissioner from Aurora to come and be part of that investigation. And their own children, both town children in Aurora, call them to come and be part of the investigation so that we can put them together. If we don't put these people together, they will kill one another. That's my fear.
You see her coming, right?
I see her coming.
Okay.
That every day.
Former Commissioner of the Land Authority, Charles King, says the authority was working with local authorities to intervene as quickly as possible. He said that the land is now caused by the Ministry of Mines and Energy.
This case is being investigated. We intend to get technicians involved, especially for the Ministry of Land, Mines and Energy, to help us to know whether they have a map for Mayweather. Because these two towns are in Mayweather. So this time we'll get to know the boundary between the two towns. So there we are.
So how soon is that going to be?
I mean that's funny, like bureaucracy. We try to get a map from them. I've been more than 5 times. So each time I go, you say they working on it, they will give it to me. So I mean the government students got his feet on the ground for that. We hope that by the end of September, I think we'll be making headway.
Okay, so how do you think this boundary issue can be resolved?
Well, now I'm telling you, if we get a map for Mayweather, it will be quickly resolved.
In order for community to own a land, there are steps that need to be followed. One, a community self-identification. That means the people in one or more towns or clans or chieftains come together and say we are one people and we want to own our land together. Step two is participatory mapping. This means the people have to come together and show the land, mountains, forests, rivers, and creeks that were used over time. Step three is boundary harmonization, where people in the community come together with their neighbors to agree on the boundaries. Step four is the development of bylaws about how to manage or make decisions about their land. And finally, step five, they will establish a community land committee and elect people to serve. But the process is really simple. Palais Liberia, a non-governmental organization that helps groups work out boundary demarcation and harmonization between clans, Josepha Blink is the project officer of Palais Liberia.
We're trying to see that the boundaries between Mekole and the adjacent clans are harmonized within the framework of the Liberian Land Rights Act of 2018. So the processes you've got to go through, community identification, the governance structure, and now is the boundary harmonization, where boundary towns will sit down and discuss and see how best to harmonize the boundary on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Are you facing problem with it now?
Yes, of course. It's one of the challenging aspects of the entire customary land rights projects.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why is it?
The challenge is, firstly, to get a cooperation of adjacent clans who are not direct beneficiary of the project, to have their cooperation and their time, their commitment. It's a challenge.
Okay.
You got to work through that. And secondly, the issue of boundary is always the issue that the community people take very seriously. Their concept of boundary is that the other side is going to take hold of the land and then they will not allow what the normal thing they've been doing. So they are always very skeptical in how they approach boundary issues.
Josephus Blank says, Palais can do nothing until the two towns resolve their dispute.
We have not had any mandate to take on internal conflict. Yeah, but what we're doing, we can work with a governance structure that are already put into place by Mekole to try to see the best way to find before, it escalates into something else.
Palais didn't respond to requests for the exact number of disputes it is dealing with, but Josephus said they have received so many land dispute cases and they are overwhelmed. Back in Bungay and Bonota, it is clear that the government will not be resolving their disputes anytime soon. The people may have to decide whether they can resolve the conflict themselves before frustration ends in violence. This story was a collaboration with New Narratives, Land Rights Reporting Project. Funding was provided by the American World Jewish Service, This is Naomi Kinene reporting.